We're talking with Tyler Norvell, the executive director of the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Tyler, a couple of thousand animals shown. I guess we're about 12,000 still to go.
Yeah, we got a ways to go, but it's been really good so far. We got about 1,000 head of purebred gilt showed yesterday and about 1,000 head of commercial gilt shown today, so it's gone really well. We'll start tomorrow showing about 1,200 head of heifers.
Now, as you go through the week, we're going to be gradually switching over from the breeding animals to the market animals.
That's right. Starting tomorrow morning, first thing, 7 a.m., the Barras, and then the market goats and the market lambs will be entering the fairgrounds here to get ready for this year's Oklahoma Youth Expo. They'll move in Sunday and Monday and start showing on Tuesday.
Quite an orchestration as far as even getting them into the fairgrounds, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes a lot of work and a lot of volunteers. We've kind of improved our staging areas, but we're getting the animals in here quick. But parking's the hard thing this year with the state basketball tournament going on, and I'd hate to guess how many thousands of people are here. So there's folks parking all over this place. It looks like the state fair's going on again.
And I guess what after we get past the basketball tournament, it eases up a little bit in that regard.
Absolutely. Today's the end of the basketball tournament. We're going to have a lot more parking. It'll just be us on the fairgrounds. By us, I mean the Youth Expo participants and their families. So it should get a lot better tomorrow, but it's been a little bit of a challenge at this point.
One thing I know that you keep your focus on throughout the entire event is this coming Friday afternoon, the sale of champions.
Yes, sir. Friday's the big day with the sale of champions at 4 p.m. in the State Fair Arena. Things look really great with all the new sponsorship dollars we added. We're on track to have a great premium sale and really looking forward to that.
And folks are invited to come out and take a look, right?
At that, at the premium sale on March 21st at 4 p.m. and also the night before at the Grand Drive at 5:30 in the State Fair Arena. No admission, open to the public. It's really a neat show to come and see the best kids and the best livestock in our state.